Isaiah chapter 52. Your response to me, crowd, there's no energy in it. Today's service is a different kind of service. I cannot tell you what God wants to do, but I know that He wants to do something, and He wants to do something unusual. I just know what unusual I don't know. But one of the things that God always does when He wants to do something unusual is that He asks us to prepare ourselves. If you don't prepare yourself, sometimes you may miss out on what God wants to do. Last week, I recall I begged you not to be late for church today, for once in your life not to be late. But many of you disobeyed my instruction. So just by doing that, you have missed out on certain preparations that God wants done. So if God bypasses you, now who calls him? It's not me, it's you. But one of the things also I know about God is that sometimes when you are not even ready for Him, He's ready for you and is looking out for you. Saul had no idea. In fact, he was actually fighting against the church. But in the midst of fighting against the church, God turned his life around. This morning, I sense strongly in my spirit that God is interested in turning your life around. You've been hearing some of these things for so long that you begin to take it as a cliche. But I want to declare to you this morning, and I pray that you will believe it. God wants to turn around your life in a way that you have no idea of. So if I were you, in the next few minutes at least, I would try to prepare myself and be in a position that when God reaches out to me, I will not miss Him. For the past few weeks, we've been talking about the cross, and we've been talking about the blood of Jesus, and we've been talking about what Jesus went through. I want to read a couple of scriptures for us about the prophecies that were made about these things before they happened. I will not preach on them. We'll just read them. And then in this place, you know, charismatics, we don't sing hymns these days. Today we are going to sing plenty hymns. Whether you know the songs or not, it doesn't matter. If you don't know the songs, at least follow the lyrics and meditate on the lyrics and think about your life. Today we are not going to preach, but we are trusting God to create an atmosphere to allow Him to do what He wants to do. So open up. I don't know when God will reach out to you, but He definitely wants to reach out to you. And I pray that God will reach out to everybody. May your academic life change. May your spiritual life change. May your prayer life change. May your understanding of the Bible change. May you get revelation in the Word of God. May you understand the power in the blood of Jesus Christ. May you have peace of mind. May you have emotional healing. If you have any physical ailment, may you receive healing for your physical ailment. May your businesses be turned around. May the promotion that you have been expecting, may that be the breakthrough this morning. I declare by the Spirit of the living God, oh God, do that which you want to do in this place. In the name of Jesus. And somebody shout hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 52. Awake, awake. Put on your strength, O Zion. Put on your beautiful garments. I hope somebody is ready to put on some beautiful garments this morning. O Jerusalem, the holy city, for the uncircumcised and the unclean shall no longer come to you. If you are coming to God, you have to be clean. You have to be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Shake yourselves from the dust. No more teenage dogdolism. Shake yourself from the dust. No more, I don't understand this concept. No more, I don't believe this. Shake yourself from the dust. Anything that holds you back, shake yourself from the dust. Arise, sit up, O Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the bonds of your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus says the Lord, you have sold yourselves for nothing, but you shall be redeemed without money. For thus says the Lord God, my people went down at first into Egypt to dwell there. Then the Assyrian oppressed them without any cause. Now therefore, what have I here, says the Lord, that my people are taken away for nothing? Those who rule over them make them wail, says the Lord, and my name is blasphemed continually every day. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am he who speaks. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news. That's why you must talk about Jesus to everybody who will listen. Who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things. Who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Your watchmen shall lift up their voices. With their voices they shall sing together, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord brings back Zion. Break forth into joy. Sing together, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Depart, depart, go out from there, touch no unclean thing. Go out from the midst of her. Be clean, you who bear the vessels of the Lord. For you shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. At you, so his visage, his bodily form, was marred beyond any man. He was marred beyond recognition. We could not recognize him as a human being. And his form was more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths at him. For what had not been told them, they shall see. And what they have not heard, they shall consider. Who has believed our report? I pray that someone will believe God's report this morning. And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He has no form of comeliness, and when we see him, there's no beauty at all in him that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. This morning we want to just come before the Lord, sing some songs remembering what Jesus did on Calvary, meditating on the values and the weight of what happened at Calvary, and then trusting God that God will meet us and do that which he wants to do. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and a of faith and be close and drawn to thee. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by thy power, praise divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died.
Draw me, Lord,
precious living sacrifice.
Thank you.
Shall we all please rise as you sing the faith verse?
No
of God, you have to claim and we take it by faith. We take it by faith and you have to act, you have to believe his word. You have to claim that which he did for you. And you have to know what he did for you. You have to remember what he did for you. Remember that God sent Jesus Christ into this world and he was given a name. Listen. That declaration for yourself.
An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives.
Because he lives, there's a future and a hope for you.
I can face.
God. There's hope for you. It doesn't matter where your today is. All fear is gone. He says, fear not. Fear not. Fear not. I have overcome.
I know.
That is why it's important to make time for your quiet time, to make time for your Bible, and get to know Him, the one who holds the future. Don't take it for granted. You need to get close to Him. You need to know Him more about Jesus, more of His grace to others show, more of His saving fullness in, more of His love who died for me. More about Jesus, let me learn more of His holy will descend. Spirit of God, my teacher, be showing the things of Christ to me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of His more of His love who died for me. More about Jesus on His throne, riches in glory on His own. More of His kingdom sure,
crucified on a stone. did not owe. Shall rise on our feet.
The debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. Now I can sing a brand new song. Amazing grace. Lord Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. They did not know, I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, amazing grace. Lord Jesus paid the debt that I could never.
desire of my life, the sweetness to my soul, Jesus, my all in all. You are sweetness to my soul, Jesus, my all in all.
You are sweetness to my soul.
You are sweetness to my soul,
Jesus.
Jesus, my all in all.
You are sweetness.
You are sweetness.
Jesus, your desire.
Jesus, my own.
Jesus asked Peter, do you love me?
You are sweetness to my soul.
And he's asking us this morning.
Jesus, my own.
Teen Chapel, do you love me?
You're the Lord King of my
heart. Is Jesus your desire this morning?
The desire of my
is it the desire of your life?
You are sweetness to my
is Jesus
soul.
All in all to you?
Jesus, my own.
To be your lover,
you are sweet.
He wants to be your lover
soul.
For life.
Jesus,
we are the bride of the church. He wants
soul.
To beautify us,
to
he wants
soul.
To make you beautiful,
Jesus,
he wants to adorn you with glory, he wants to adorn you with success,
Jesus,
he wants
Jesus,
to adorn you with wealth,
you
he wants to adorn you with
love.
Is Jesus your desire?
Jesus,
make him your desire this morning. Let him be everything to you. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Soul.
You are the desire of my heart.
Jesus,
you are my all in all.
You are sweet. You are
sweetness to my
soul.
You are sweetness to my soul.
You are sweetness to my soul. Jesus, my all in all.
You are sweetness to my soul.
You are sweetness to my soul.
Jesus,
Jesus, my all in all.
You are sweetness to my soul.
You are sweetness to my soul.
Sweetness to my soul, Jesus, my all in all.
So I can feel it in your spirit that Jesus is all in all to you.
You are sweet.
Sing it out to him. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Let him hear. Let heaven hear. Let hell hear that Jesus is the sweetest one to your soul. He's all that you desire. He's your all in all. He's your loved one. He's your Rose of Sharon. The eternal God.
And you are sweetness to my soul. Let it rise. Jesus, you are sweetness to my soul. It's you I long for, Lord Jesus. You are sweetness to my soul.
Yes, to my soul.
Jesus,
Jesus, the Son of God.
Jesus, you are sweetness to my soul.
Jesus,
Jesus,
the Son of God.
Sweetness
to my soul,
Jesus,
Jesus,
the Son of God.
You are sweetness to my soul.
You are sweetness to my soul.
You are sweetness to my soul.
Jesus, the Son of God.
You are sweetness to my soul.
You are sweetness to my soul.
You are sweetness to my soul.
Jesus, the Son of God.
I need you right now.
You are sweetness to my soul.
Jesus, the Son of God.
Sweet, you are sweet,
you are sweeter than honey, God.
Jesus,
you are sweetness to my soul.
You are sweetness to my soul.
Yeah.
Jesus, the Son of God.
Jesus. Yeah. God, the Son of God.
Oh,
you are sweetness to my soul. Jesus, the Son of God.
Jesus.
You are sweetness to my soul.
You are sweetness to my soul.
Let it enter your soul. Let it enter everywhere you are.
You are sweetness to my soul.
You are sweetness to my soul. You are sweetness to my soul. You are healing to my body. You are healing to my mind. You are my peace. You are my peace. You are my
hope.
You are my future. You are sweetness. You bring sweetness into my life.
You are Jesus, you are sweetness to my soul.
Oh Lord Jesus, the Son of God.
Oh Lord, you are sweetness to my soul.
Jesus,
Jesus, the Son of God.
You are sweetness to my soul.
You are sweetness to my soul.
Jesus,
Jesus, the Son of God.
You are sweetness to my soul.
To my soul, Jesus, the Son of God.
Sing it until you believe it.
Sweetness to my soul, Jesus, the Son of my soul.
Jesus,
Jesus,
the Son of God.
You are sweetness to my soul.
Jesus, the Son of God.
You are sweetness to my soul.
You are sweetness to my soul.
Jesus,
the Son of God.
You are sweetness
to my soul.
Jesus,
the Son of God.
You are sweetness to my soul.
You are sweet.
Jesus asked the disciples, who do you say that I am? And this morning Jesus is asking all of us, who do you say I am? And I want my response to be, Jesus, you are sweetness to my soul. And I believe you are the Son of God. You are the Son of God.
You are sweetness to my soul.
Jesus,
the Son of God.
You are sweetness to my soul.
You are sweetness to my soul.
Jesus, the
Jesus,
Son of God,
the Son of God.
You are sweetness to my soul.
You are sweetness to my soul.
Hey, Jesus,
the Son of God.
And
you are sweetness to my soul. Jesus, the Son of God. You are sweetness to my soul.
Jesus,
the Son of God.
You are sweetness to my soul.
He's taking away every bitterness. He's taking away every pain. He's bringing about restoration. Restoration. I hear the word restoration. I hear the word restoration. I hear the word restoration. Lord, you are the sweetness to my soul. You are sweetness to my soul.
You are sweetness to my soul.
Jesus,
you are sweetness to my soul.
Jesus,
the Son of God.
You are sweetness to my soul.
You are sweetness to my soul.
Jesus,
the Son of God.
You are sweetness to my soul.
You are sweetness to my soul.
Oh, Jesus, it's
Jesus, the Son of God.
You are sweetness to my soul.
You are sweetness to my soul.
Sweetness to my soul.
You are sweetness to my soul.
Jesus,
the Son of
God. You are sweetness to my soul.
You are sweetness to
my soul. Jesus,
the Son of God.
You are sweetness to my
soul. You are sweetness to my soul.
Jesus,
Jesus,
you are sweetness.
You are sweetness to my soul.
Jesus. You are sweetness to my soul.
Jesus,
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 you are sweetness to my soul.
Jesus,
and you are sweetness to my soul.
Jesus, the Son of God, you are sweetness to my soul.
Listen very carefully. Some of you are still wondering what is happening. I'm not too sure whether I'll lay hands on many people. We may not lay hands on many people. We may not call people out to pray for them. Uncle David, there's too much feedback. We may not call people to pray for them specifically. But God Himself is doing what He wants to do. Above all else, He's waiting for you to open up, that He will break you, remake you, beautify you, restore you, and make you another person, a glorious person, a beautiful person, a beautiful person with the beauty of heaven, with the gladness of heaven. He wants to bring joy back into your life. He wants to bring excitement into your life. He wants, when you see your academic results, joy springs up within you. He wants, whenever you get home and you see your family, joy springs up within you. Whenever you meet the children of God, joy springs up within you. God wants to do something in your life, allow him. Just allow him. Allow him. We may be catalysts at one point or the other. I'm not too sure. There are some areas I desire to pray for you, but I'm not sure what he wants to do. So just open up. But one thing I know is that he wants to bring about restoration. He wants to heal our minds. He wants to heal our emotions. He wants to bring spiritual healing into our lives. That is what he died for. And this morning we are going to activate the power in the blood of Jesus Christ. We are going to activate that power. That power that caused an earthquake when the blood dropped onto the ground. That power in the blood, that when Jesus went into the throne room of heaven and presented his blood to God, God said, "It is done, it is finished. Everything is done in your life. Your sickness, it is done. The pain in your family, it is done. Your academic difficulties, it is done. The difficulties in your business, it is done. Your fears in life, it is over. It is over. It is over. It is over. Because of the blood. Because of the blood. Because of the blood. Because of the blood. Activate the blood. Katura na la bahasa. Atatatatatabos. Lentote zata. Atundele. Lepraquote. Ikatu zata. Apote le patatere kianos.
Power, power, wonder working.
I sense the Lord putting a crown on some ladies. And what he's telling me is that some of you feel that you are not worthy. You feel that you are not beautiful enough. You feel that you don't match up to the standard. But God is saying, I am beautifying your life. I'm putting a crown on your life. I'm putting a crown on your life. For some of you, this may help you. If you are like that and you can step forward, I want to lay my hands on you and agree with you in the Holy Spirit that you are beautiful. You are beautiful in the sight of God. He will put a crown of beauty on your life. If you are like that, I want you to step forward. If you think stepping forward and by laying hands on you would help you, your beauty does not come in your physical appearance. It comes from what the blood of Jesus Christ has done. He washes you and it makes you different. Heaven sees you different. And even human beings will see you different. Because of that glory. Because of that glory. I don't want you to ever doubt God again. Yes, Father, just like you said, put the crowns on their lives. Stir up in their hearts the spirit of gladness and the spirit of beauty. Confidence in him. divine beauty, divine beauty, divine beauty.
Jesus,
thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Divine beauty, divine beauty, divine beauty. No resteriatos cada. An exchange of beauty, Lord. A kind of beauty. Carosa.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Jesus, more.
the beauty of heaven. To be your prayer. Jesus, I need more of you. Every day I want to see you. I want to know you more. I want to love you more. I want to serve you more. I want to understand you more. For the more you know him, the more you become like him. And the more beautiful you become, the more you experience the peace of God, the more you experience the love of God, the more you experience the power of God, the more you experience the reality of God, the more you experience the reality of the power of God. Jesus rose up from the dead. There were two words that he used often. Fear not. Peace be upon you. And I pray that we'll all experience his peace this morning. Peace like a river. Close your eyes and focus on God. There's a deliverance for confusion going on. The confusions in your mind will be settled. The doubts that bring confusion have been settled now. As the wind of the Holy Spirit is moving across this place, receive his peace. Receive his peace. Receive his peace. The blood of Jesus Christ brings peace. Sins are dealt with. Confusion is gone. And the love of God takes the center post. Joy comes. Joy comes. Joy comes. Joy comes. May the fire of God fall down upon this place. Reprusa Zion delimeoso deha. Liba zuze libi yendo skeda andose. May every confusion be bent down in this place. In the name of Jesus. Marore benerios. The purifying power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, do your work in our midst this morning. Let us experience of your peace, your peace, your peace, your peace, your peace, peace, your peace, your peace, your peace, your peace.
Peace.
physical healing, whatever it is, I want you to take your hand, take your left hand, and place it in that part of your body where you ache or you pain, or the doctors have told you that you have a sickness or a disease. Place your hand there right now, and the peace of God, the healing power in the blood of Jesus will touch you now in the name of Jesus. Let your healing power flow. Let your healing power flow, Lord, right across this place, oh God, in every corner, in every body, in every organ, in every tissue, in every bone. Let your healing power fall upon them right now in the name of Jesus. Now, if there's a way that you can test whether that pain or the ache or whatever it is gone, just check it right now. If it is possible, some of the issues are such that you cannot test it, you may need to go to the hospital. But I want you to believe. But if you can test it, check it yourself, check it out. Check it out and see whether it's there. And may the peace of God rule over your life. May the peace of God invade your life. May the peace of God invade your life. Yes, Lord, complete every healing. The doctors have said there's nothing they can do. But you, oh God, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And we invoke the power in the blood of Jesus. We invoke the healing power in the blood over this place right now. In the name of Jesus. Something, and I beg you, please get involved. I beg you. I just heard God tell me this. What He wants to do through it, I don't know. But we're going to sing, "I've got joy like a river in my soul." And I want you to sing it with all your might. Sing it with all the voice that you can activate. And sing it with all the faith and make a declaration over your own life. Will you do that with me? Joy like a river, joy like a river, joy like a river in my soul. Joy like a river, joy like a river, joy like a river in my soul. Joy like a river, joy like a river, joy like a river in my soul. Joy like a river, joy like a river, joy like a river in my soul. Joy like a river, joy like a river, joy like a river in my soul.
Joy like a river, joy like a river in my soul. Yes, we are in Jesus. Yes, we are in Jesus.
Ready,
ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, more time. Yes, we are in Jesus. Yes, we are in Jesus. Oh, Where do you,
someone, you can do it better. Give the Lord a shout. Oh, and dance, dance, dance in the presence of the Lord. Dance, give the Lord a shout. Dance, clap your hands. Do whatever you want to do. Just praise in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Have you enjoyed your time in the presence of the Lord? Have you enjoyed your time in the presence of the Lord? I hope you know that this is not something that should happen on a Sunday. It's something that can happen every day, every day, every day, right? So I'd admonish us to take this home, right? When you go home, still worship God, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's be seated. So the baskets are going around for our Cornelius offering. Let's get settled. The baskets should go around for our Cornelius offering. Hallelujah. Oh, because my voice is low, so it's your voice is low. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's share in the words of the grace. And then let's share in the words of the grace.